أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تناجيتم فلا تتناجوا بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول وتناجوا بالبر والتقوى واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who were the inside enemies of Islam, they used to get together and plot against Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and speak evil about Islam and about the Muslims. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala encourages the Muslims that when they are together, they should plan good plans for the sake of deen, for the upliftment of deen, etc. Before going on, one part of the ayat was left out yesterday, and we will just do that also. And that is, وَإِذَا جَاءُوكَ حَيَّوكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهِ. And when they come to you, this is the munafiqeen. When they come in your gatherings, in your by you, then they greet you with a greeting besides the greeting which Allah has given to you. How Allah has made salamun ala al-mursaleen, ya ayyuhan nabiyyu as-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabiyyu as-salamu alayka. Instead of that, they should say as-salam alayka. As-salam means death, to die. So they should say, may you die. And it sounds similarly, and they should just twist their tongues a little bit. Instead of saying as-salamu alayka, they should say as-salamu alayka. So on one occasion, one of these munafiqeen came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at his house, and he said also assalamu alayka. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was in the neighboring room and could hear, she became very angry and upset, and she said assalamu alayka, may you die. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Aisha, take it easy. She said assalamu alayka wal la'na, and the curses of Allah be upon you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the admonishment her was an embodiment of good character, that, oh Aisha, take it easy. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, didn't you hear what he said, oh Nabi? He said, I heard, and didn't you hear what I said? I just said, wa alayk, and on you. That is, when somebody greets us, a non-Muslim, he might be greeting us with bad intentions or something, and we know he's a non-Muslim, in reply and many non-Muslims know how we make salam, they say assalamu alaikum, with the reply we must give to non-Muslims is wa alayka, that whatever you meant for us, the same upon you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also explained, my dua will be accepted for him, and his dua against me will not be accepted. So you don't have to be harsh and cruel to them if they say any hard words, but just wa alayka, and the same upon you. What you meant for me, if you meant good for me, good for you. If you meant bad for me, bad for you. Further, Allah advises the believers, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha tanajaytum, O iman walo, jab tum kaan mein baat karo. O believers, when you talk secretly, when you whisper to one another and you talk secretly, فَلَا تَتَنَاجَوْ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَّةِ الرَّسُولِ. تو مت کرو بعد گناہ کی اور زیادتی کی اور رسول کی نافرمانی کی. Then don't be like the munafiqeen and speak about things of sin and speak of going and transgressing the bounds and limits which Allah Ta'ala has said, and don't speak about the disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't do any of these negative things. But on the other hand, watanajo bil birri wat taqwa, aur baat karo ihsan ki aur parhezgari ki. But speak, talk to one another about good deeds, about pious, good, righteous deeds, and about taqwa. And also remember, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. اور ڈرتے رہو اللہ سے جس کے پاس تم کو جمع ہونا ہے. And always fear Allah, that is, don't break His commands. Fulfill His commands, because He is the one you are finally going to return to, and you are finally going to be answerable to Allah Ta'ala alone. So keep Him in mind, who you are going to be answerable to, and live your life according to that. انما النجوى من الشیطان, یہ جو ہے کانا پھوسی سو شیطان کا کام ہے. This whispering in the ears, what the منافقین do, it is actually from شیطان. شیطان makes them talk like this and talk evil, like gossiping, what unfortunately many of us fall prey to at family gatherings, social functions, weddings, walimas also, and most sadly even at the qabristan. That is the last place that a person can think of talking, but people are engaged in all types of talk. And when a person starts talking, automatically he falls into gossip also. Somebody passes and he passes a remark about that person, etc. And then everyone carries on. So we are warned against that, and that is from shaitan. And not only in the qabristan, but many times when the mayyat is present and janazah is about to be performed, how many times announcements have to be made of silence please, brothers, silence please. We are grown up people. This is for small children. In small classes they make a big noise. But as grown up people, it's very, very sad that so many calls for silence have to be made. Without that, just the janazah, just being in that janazah place where we make janazah namaz, and the janazah is present, that should call for deep and drop silence. But unfortunately, there also we just carry on. So Allah Ta'ala warns us that this is all from shaitan. لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَاكِ دِلْگِيرْ كَرِي إِمَانُ وَالُكُ. And all this, why shaitan does this and make people speak bad about others, gossip about others, talk evil about others, so that the believers on the other hand, that they feel sad and sorrow. This is like, for example, if we are three people in a gathering, and after speaking something, one whispers to the other. The third person is naturally going to feel he's talking about me. He's backbiting about me. So like that, the munafiqeen used to do. So we should avoid like that. Also, if we are, for example, three people in a gathering, or even more, two people shouldn't speak in a foreign language, which the others are not understanding. Those people might be thinking you backbiting about them. Speak a language that all can understand as far as possible. But don't whisper to one another, don't speak a foreign language, and the others think that you are gossiping about them. وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِّهِمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. اور وہ ان کا کچھ نہ بگاڑے گا بدون اللہ کے حکم کے. And even whatever they plot, as how much they plotted against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to assassinate him on how many occasions, but they were not successful. Because nothing can happen without the command or the permission of Allah. In some ayats we read that everything happens by the command of Allah. In other ayats we read by the permission of Allah. This is the same, like somebody makes jadu on you. That jadu cannot have effect without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. If only Allah permits it, will it have effect. The same thing with medicine. We have medicine, that medicine cannot cure you or cause you more harm, but by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. So if we have our attention to Allah and we have befriended Allah, Allah will protect us. If we just try and become the friends of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us, and nobody's jadu will work on us, and no evil things were planning of people with the evil. They, when they plan against the friends of Allah, they are digging a hole for themselves, and they fall in that hole. And who are the friends of Allah, Allah will protect them. So Allah Ta'ala either gives His commands that certain things must happen, people plot against a person, make jadu, etc., but it cannot have effect without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. اور اللہ پر چاہیے کہ بھروسہ کرے ایمان والے. And it is necessary for the believers that they trust upon Allah. We must work to gain, to learn to how to trust on Allah. Our du'as, our namazes must be regular. Don't just run out of the masjid after namaz, make du'as, Friday, Jummah. Many times we see people just make the faraz and they are gone, or we rushing through some sunnats and we are gone. No, make du'a also. If Allah give more tawfiq, du'as are readily accepted between adhan and iqamat, between takbir. So if we are here by adhan time and we make our sunnats where there are sunnats, And then we make dua. Those duas are readily accepted. And of course, what to say of the duas of tahajjud time and the duas of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, all these duas, but we don't really engage in duas. We should really engage thoroughly in duas. Just to add one point, one Russian lady who accepted Islam and she needed her paperwork for her travels, but she was not prepared to open her face in front of the officer, and they refused to give her the papers. They tried very hard. Finally, they had to go home. She told the husband, "Let us make dua to Allah Ta'ala." Husbands are weak, like all men. He made dua for about 10-15 minutes and he went in sleep. But she made dua the whole night. She did not sleep. Next morning she said, "Let us go." He said, "How? They were so adamant they're not going to give it, and you are adamant you're not going to lift your niqab and you're not going to show your face." She said, "But let us go." As they went there, they didn't even have to wait in the queue. They called them right in front and gave them their papers immediately. So this is that connection with Allah if we have. And duas we make like that, then we'll see miracles happening in our lives. We will see miracles around us. But our duas are just customary duas, and we just make for a little. We haven't got that trust in Allah, that reliance in Allah. We need to build that and then make dua to Allah, and we'll see wonders and miracles happen.